Well, greetings once again in that wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is going to reign supreme one day, but we can have the privilege of letting him reign in our hearts even now, today, before he actually rules this world with a rod of iron. He gives us the opportunity to yield ourselves to him each day. And I don't know about you, but I find that challenging. I find that in my life there are several things that I still have myself on the throne, and that I don't yield myself 100% totally to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, which is Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son. But I'm not discouraged with that, and I don't want you to get discouraged, because God has made provision for us to daily take up our cross and to follow him. Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, that's what you have to do. You have to do that. You cannot be a disciple of Christ if you don't take up that cross every day, every single day. So what happens to us when we neglect to take up a cross and follow after the Lord? Well, hopefully our hearts will be smitten, and we will allow God to let him turn our hearts back to him. He's patient with us. He is a mighty God and not to be trifled with. But if we turn with him to him with our whole heart, he will hear. But there is a place of reverence and fear, and I want to just talk about that just for a moment and leave you with a thought of the in the presence of God, and as we allow him to be Lord of our lives, there is a time of reverence and fear that is necessary for us as believers to relinquish and to give to God his rightful place. And I'm going to read to you from Psalm 89. I'll be looking at verse 7. And it says, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. Now, there is a very merciful side of God, and we've discussed that before, and we know that without the mercy of God, we would all be perished. But there is a side where we must have reverence in our hearts, and especially as we come together with other believers, there needs to be a time of true worship and reverence to a holy God. Now, it's not just when we come together to have an assembly and a fellowship with one another, and to exhort one another and have a church meeting. It's all of our lives. It's every day, as we talked about, taking up that cross. But I want to read to you again a little excerpt here about some of the things and tendencies that happen. And maybe you can't relate to this, and maybe you can. I don't know. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit of God deal with those things, because he knows how to deal with the heart of man. But here is something that will creep in and can creep in if we're not careful. Being a Christian does not exempt us from the necessity of self-examination, the necessity of dealing with injuries and unworthy mental attitudes. I speak particularly of the attitudes and the habits of many men and women who gather with us regularly as we come into the house of God to worship and pray. Actually, as Christian men and women, we do have an appointment to meet with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we need to ponder that for just a moment. When we come together, and he's mentioning here the house of God, and I want to expand that. It's wherever you meet, wherever two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. And in the Old Testament, it was the house of God, the temple. But now God has made provision for us to come together wherever we are. We can be in a cave somewhere if there's heavy persecution. Our forefathers have hid out in caves to meet together in Jesus' name and to gather with other saints. It can be in your home. It can be wherever you are meeting together. God is there. And we have an appointment to meet with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Just think about that for a moment. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords will come and be in our midst. That's pretty sobering. And I'll continue on here. Just think of the preparations we would make if we suddenly had an invitation to meet the President of the United States in the White House. Now, I realize that you would not participate in the voting system and in the cares and concerns of this world, the things that are of that nature. But just think about it for a moment. I know that's not your desire to go and be in the presence of the President of the United States. But what if you were called there to represent the Lord Jesus Christ? If they gave you an opportunity to share the gospel with those in the White House and you would meet the President himself, what kind of preparations would you do? Would you have some fear and trepidation? Would you have some kind of reverence? Not a godly reverence, but would you feel some sort of obligation to be able to present yourself in a decent way to the man that is the most powerful person in this United States? Now, I'm not trying to lift him up at all. He's a man just like we are. But I do believe that there would be some sort of honor that would be given to him, not because he's a godly man, but because he is of great power and authority in this nation. I think it would cause our hearts to tremble even just a little bit. How much more when we come together in Jesus' name and we meet with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? I'll go on here. But how many of us are lacking in respect and reverence when we come into the Christian church or to a gathering in Jesus' name? Among us, there are thoughtless tendencies to tell jokes on the way to church, to sit in the pews or in the seats, and to let our minds rove about like sparrows, to daydream where we have been and where we are going. There is a great need for us to pray for grace that will improve our mental attitudes when we gather to honor our Savior and our God. Now, I realize that doesn't have to happen, and I hope it doesn't, but I think there are some tendencies. I think there are some times when we're not as reverent as we should be when we come into a gathering where we expect to meet with God himself. And I believe that God wants to make correction there and to help us to have a solemn attitude and an attitude of worship to our God as we come together in his name. And hopefully we're not in that mindset where we would feel comfortable to tell a joke or to be casual about our thoughts and let them rove around, as he mentioned, and to think of thoughts that are purely thoughts of man and not thoughts about God. But even if we're not gathering together in a meeting, but we're going about our work, we're living our lives out day by day in front of our children, in front of our place of work, with people we are surrounded with, come into contact with, is there a reverence in our heart for God himself? He's with us. And we are privileged to be ambassadors and representatives for him. I just hope and pray that we can let the Holy Spirit of God convict us and prick our hearts here and to help us not to go around with a long face, but to have that precious place in our hearts where we are acknowledging God in all things and letting him have the preeminence. Let him be first. And I believe that God will give us the strength to do that. May God bless you as you ponder these things.